السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it is a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Almighty Allah have blessed us with this beautiful religion, the deen, that gives us perspective and meaning for every single situation that we face in this world. When it comes to month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have opened His doors of mercy. If I ask ourselves, if we ask ourselves, why does this month of Ramadan exist? We say, why month of Ramadan is great month and all this. And what do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to express through this month of Ramadan? Sometimes we don't think and ponder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us special days, special nights, special month. What is the objective behind it? As a human being, our nature that we need to be reminded, and we get bored out of the normal routine. We go on routine. We need in between some excitement that boosts our enthusiasm, that boosts our attitude towards whatever we are doing, and it gives us encouragement. When there is something, we call it special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our emotion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that how our mind works. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep rotating and making, opportunities for us, so that these special days that we as human beings look for it. Tonight is going to be the third Friday night of this month of Ramadan. Another one more Friday and then this month is done. May Allah grant all of us many more opportunity that we reach many more Ramadan in our life and be among those who are forgiven. But my respected brothers, one thing is being, communicated in between all these special days, special nights and all that, about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives so many millions and billions of people in this month of Ramadan. And Allah opened the doors of the mercy in this month of Ramadan. And Yawmul Jumu'ah especially. So this gives a message and hope for every single person, every single individual in this world. Allah gives hope. Don't lose hope. This is something very, very important. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, month of Ramadan teaches us how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Month of Ramadan teaches us how forgiving is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And then Allah's mercy overpowers His anger. Allah's mercy overpowers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. And Allah has kept that door open. And it is up to us to make use of that opportunity. This is a month of hope. This is a month of forgiveness. This is a month of repentance. This is a month where we can go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected brothers, this is, we need to keep reminding each other that Allah is merciful. Allah loves us. And we should never ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah addresses the one who has actually, you know, sinned, disobedient, you know, have done disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Asrafu means the one who has excessively disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is telling, Kul, O Prophet, inform them. And Allah is addressing, Ya Ibadi, Alladhina asrafu ala anfusi. Allah is telling, you tell what I'm saying, the same word inform, exactly, quote my saying. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just quoting Allah's word. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives all type of sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. You know, the special 10 days of forgiveness, the entire month is forgiveness, but according to the hadith, the middle 10 is forgiveness. So ulama explained that in this first the second 10 days, there is special forgiveness. The special days of forgiveness is coming to an end and we're trying to enter last 10 nights. We should never ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have firm conviction that Allah will forgive us, that no one loves us more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us amongst those who are forgiven in this month of Ramadan, and who obtain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. My dear respected brothers, Allah connects fasting and standing in the night with two characters. Allah expects from us these two things. One is Iman, other one is Ihtisab. Iman and Ihtisab. And the hadith very clearly says, Man sama Ramadan Imanan wa Ihtisaban. Those who fast in month of Ramadan with Iman and Ihtisab. Man qama Ramadan Imanan wa Ihtisaban. Those who stand in the month of Ramadan with Iman and Ihtisab. Ihtisab, counting our reward, expecting reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman is having strong conviction, strong belief, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we may ask this question, we as believers, we all have Iman. Why do Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically connects fasting and standing in the night in month of Ramadan with Iman and Ihtisab? And then only the reward says, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All their past sins will be forgiven if they fast with Iman and Ihtisab. And if they stand in the night with Iman and Ihtisab. My dear respected brothers, our Iman is not stable. Always it goes up and down, up and down. So whenever, whatever happens, we need to have a firm conviction. One is having belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, as mu'mins, as believers, we all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not going to associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? But one very important thing, what happens sometimes, we lose confidence in Allah. Some situation we think, oh, what is going to happen? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to emphasize that. We should never ever lose confidence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah, whatever happens, here Iman means whatever happens, that Allah will do what is good for me. That's it. He will take care of my affairs. He created me. He sent me to this earth. He has taken care of everything before even I was born. He's taken care of it. But in every situation, when you're going through a situation, When you are diagnosed with some sickness, at that moment, what are you going to say? Allahu Akbar. There is a hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with the angel. When Allah takes a child away from parents, Allah sends a special angel. And the angel goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will ask the angel, how did my slave respond to that? It's not easy. Allah gives and he takes it back. How did my slave respond? Allah knows about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to record these things. Angels will say, your slave praised you and wastarja'a. Hamida rabbahu wastarja'a. What is it? They praise you, said alhamdulillah. How can we say alhamdulillah? How difficult it is at that moment. And then wastarja'a means, says inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To come, you know, these words to be uttered and to say alhamdulillah from heart is not an easy job. I can talk, but when we face this, at that moment we need to place alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. Alhamdulillah. He will not do anything that will be, you know, I am unable to comprehend Allah's decision upon me. Iman is this. This firm, وَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا قَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ. When the environment was not conducive, everything is against. It was those Sahabas, you know, everyone is surrounded in the Battle of Ahzab. Nobody's there. What's going to happen? At that time, Sahaba says, the Iman increase and say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allahu Akbar. Allah should grant me and you, the entire ummah, this firm conviction, this iman. My respected brothers, this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from me and you that when we fast, we have to have that, you know, it's only Allah. I'm doing it for only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not for anyone. And I expect only reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am ready to go any, you know, situation. I'm ready to go any situation, or it can be whatever it is, favor on me or negative, positive, everything at the moment, I'm only going to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an easy condition. It's a very, very difficult condition to go through. Like I said, in initial stage, if we have sabr, if we have shukr, and then it is very easy for us to continue having this faith. Being grateful, being patient, and then we express this. We express this to our Creator Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers, nothing, we didn't bring anything to this world. Nothing belongs to us. Our own body doesn't belong to us. Our soul doesn't belong to us. And we have nothing. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we are saying, inna lillah. This statement is a very powerful statement. Very powerful statement. Nothing belongs to me. Why is it painful? Because when we say it's mine. It's painful when you say it's mine. It's difficult. Yes, your nafs is saying, you know about it, you're feeling it, but still you're saying, no, nothing belongs to me. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That condition of our heart. And the angel goes back and inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the angels be our witness or be witness that I am pleased with that slave. Allahu Akbar. I am pleased with that slave. My respected brothers, this whole world, the whole life that Allah created in order to express His mercy and forgiveness. This is Allah, when Allah says, Inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, when Allah told the angels, I have knowledge about something which you do not have knowledge. And Allah created Adam alayhi salam. It's not about glorifying Allah. It's not about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Already there was a creation exist. Remember, all creation is glorifying Allah. All creation is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created us specially to shower His mercy upon us and to forgive us. The first act, Adam alayhi salam committed disobedience. But Allah forgive us, Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam got back, fataba alay, innahu huwa tawwabur rahim. Allah is merciful. When it comes to story of Bani Israel, not once, one after other, they commit a sin, they disobey, Allah forgives them. Again they disobey, Allah forgives them. Again they disobey, Allah forgives them. One prophet after another prophet. This entire humanity exists. This is the wisdom, hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows that human being will disobey. Allah knows human being, you know, is very forgetful. Allah knows human being is very weak. Allah knows human being is very ignorant in some time. Zaluman jahula. And Allah says, human being is khulikal insanu da'ifa. Human being is being created as a weak, one of the weakest creation. You know, we are physically weak, mentally we are weak. We are very weak. You know, this, our strength is intellectual strength and spiritual strength. That's it. Rest is compared to all other creation, we are the most weakest creation. He knows about it. So He created us so that He can express His love, mercy towards us and express that He is most forgiving. That's why the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if nobody disobeys Allah, if nobody sins, Allah will create a nation who will disobey Allah and Allah will forgive them. Allah. How beautiful it is. So the main objective of it, that Allah created all of us. We forget, Allah wants us to come back. Tawbah means returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants us to come back. So these special days, that's what I'm trying to remind you. The special days, the special moments, special months, special nights, Allah's given. So we just, get remembered. Tonight is a Friday night. Let me go back to Allah. Let me raise my hand. Now this month, month of Ramadan, how excited it is. The whole world, the believers, the Muslims, no matter the whole year, they were living in neglectful. They were living, you know, in whatever it is. They never entered the masjid. But soon as they get to know it's month of Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. Back home, I used to visit the prison. Right? When I went, just 1 month before, this is sometimes some people do, you know, their crime is so severe, so they have been kept very much isolated. They don't know whether day and night is what's happening. They are kept in such a bad shell. But sometimes they will allow, you know, a religious scholar or chaplain to go just talk to them. I happened to go to one of the cells like that. This man says, you know, I don't know when is the day and night, what's happening. But Sheikh, when is the month of Ramadan? He doesn't know what is the day it is. When is the month of Ramadan? Allahu Akbar. A prisoner who has committed one of the major crime is a very dangerous guy. The court have decided, they have kept him in isolation. He doesn't know whether day and night is happening. He doesn't know which week, what day, nothing. But Allah puts in this believer's heart, month of Ramadan. I want to wait for that. Allahu Akbar. Isn't it a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How merciful Allah is. How merciful Allah. So this is what? These days gives us hope. When the month begin, the hope, Allahu Akbar, whole month is about rahmah, forgiveness and mercy. It comes to the end, now our mercy, our hope is about night of Laylatul Qadr. We keep asking, hope, hope, hope. Excitement keep increasing. The remaining nights, our excitement is all about night of Laylatul Qadr. Night of Laylatul Qadr. And my respected brothers, tonight is going to be the night of Yawmul Jumu'ah. So we know in month of Ramadan, we get a night of, you know, Jumu'ah. It's a great opportunity for us. We need to increase in our dua. It's coinciding with month of Ramadan, Yawmul Jumu'ah, since salawat, we are fasting, Allahu Akbar. Since salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prepare ourselves, keep some good intention. You know, on Yawmul Jumu'ah, we have to increase salawat. We have to increase our sadaqah. We have to increase tilawatul Quran. We have to increase our dua. We try to go and see, you know, visit a sick person. It's a special day that we try to add, beautify this day with good deeds. Try to look for someone who is really struggling. Go and talk to that brother and give him encouragement. Try to see a brother struggling. If you can give some sadaqah, try to do that. Because you're combining on Yawmul Jumu'ah while fasting with sadaqah, with salawat, with tilawatul Quran. Just imagine, all these a'mals are combined in one day. And if it is happen, if we get to know is some funeral janazah on Yawmul Jumu'ah coincide, it's great, Allahu Akbar. We participate in a janazah. Visit the graveyard. Specifically because it's a reminder. It keeps gives us a reminding about it. So my dear respected brothers, we'll have this Jum'ah, inshallah, another Jum'ah. So let us all try and maximize it. Month of Ramadan is all about forgiveness. It is about hope. It is about mercy. Right? We have to keep trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That iman part is very, very important. Because the iman here, some ulama explain that is ikhlas. Iman is ikhlas. And in my first lecture, I asked few brothers, I think most of the brothers were there, I will ask in my last lecture, what do Allah wants from us? What do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He doesn't want anything from us, but one thing He wants from us. Our a'mal doesn't reach. Our qurban doesn't reach. Nothing reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one thing reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is expecting that from us. He's expecting that anything that we do, that only add values. That only had values. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the understanding where we try to connect in this month of Ramadan with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through salawat. We try to connect by, you know, thinking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We increase the hope in Allah. In this world, everyone will disappoint you, remember. Whoever you keep hope, there will be disappointment. That's how this world is. Allah will never disappoint us. The more we keep trust in Allah, Allah will never disappoint. Sometimes it may get delayed, but we should never lose hope. Keep holding on to that, and eventually Allah's help will come. That is the evidence. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proven. The entire world, the history proves that. And my dear brothers, don't forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine. It's a very desperate situation. All these, you know, resolutions have passed, everything has been passed, nothing is happening. You know, the humanity, you know, we will be answerable in day of Qiyamah if we don't make dua at least. If we don't have the pain, we are answerable. At this moment, we are weak, we cannot do much. Right? Different people, their responsibility, capacity is different based on the position that they hold. Based on their influence, based on the authority. Who can do what? Allah knows better. If they don't use that, they are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, especially my dear brothers, we thought, okay, Ramadan is starting, something might happen. Now 17 nights is over, still going on. And then remaining 12 or 13 nights, that's it. But you know, brothers, Allah has mercy on those people. You know, we know those people are going through difficulty. It is our duty that we raise our hands and make dua. Don't ever forget After every 5 times salah, in your salat qiyam, when you're doing tarawih in between every 2 rakat, just make small dua. Salawat upon Rasul. In between, you know, we get up. After 4 rakat, we have a little longer time. Keep making dua. Keep making dua. Raising your hands. We don't know at which moment Allah will forgive. And raise, make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the ummah. Month of Ramadan, I begin with that saying that, you know, month of Ramadan is month of dua. Month of dua. So don't forget, make dua. The entire humanity, everyone, let us make dua for each other. Allah should protect from all type of fitna. Unite the ummah. That's very, very important. Unity of the ummah is very important. Keep shaitan away. Keep all the evil things away. We will be tested, but we keep working towards unity. We keep working towards, you know, one another's, you know, betterment, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah grant His mercy upon all of us. May Allah protect and help our brothers and sisters around the world, especially the brothers and sisters in Palestine and Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.